2NURFM 103.7. With winter over, the warmer temperatures are on their way. But according to new research undertaken by the Nature Conservation Council, conditions are set to become hotter, drier, and with a host of implications for the environment. On the line to break down what this all means is Nature Conservation Council Chief Executive Kate Smolsky. Morning, Kate. So what are the main findings to come out of the report?
Morning. Thanks for having me. So the report that we launched in Newcastle last night, Hot, Dry and Deadly, highlighted the impacts of climate change on nature in New South Wales. We've been touring the state the entire past week, talking to different regions, looking at the 8 ecosystems across New South Wales and the impacts that climate change is going to have on the wildlife and the biodiversity in those areas. Now, for example, in the Hunter region, it will be much hotter and drier, making conditions tougher for native wildlife and dramatically changing some ecosystems, like the internationally significant wetlands at the mouth of the Hunter Valley.
So are you surprised by the findings, or are they better or worse than you expected?
Well, they are in line with what science has been telling us is going to happen to our natural world and our way of life if we don't get a handle on slash climate pollution. Now, the methodology for the report was to look at the information that has been put out by the CSIRO and the New South Wales State Government, including the Department of Primary Industries. And so basically, we've done a synopsis of the information that is out there, looking specifically at the state of New South Wales, the different ecosystems that we have here, our amazing wildlife, and the specific impacts that climate change under existing trajectory of emissions will have on nature here.
Coal is obviously a big factor in this, and that the Hunt has a very long association with the coal industry. Thousands of people are employed by it. How can we go about reducing coal emissions while ensuring jobs aren't lost?
That's a really good question. And of course, this is a topic that is particularly important for areas that do have quite a long history with coal in the economy, like, of course, the Hunter, out towards Lithgow, etc. And so what the Nature Conservation Council is calling for, it is very clear from science that we have to reduce our carbon emissions. We are very, very rapidly running out of any kind of carbon budget to keep us within the agreed less than 2 degrees in the Paris Climate Agreement. And so we're calling on the state government to do a couple of things. One is to ensure an orderly and just transition from coal to renewable energy by 2030. Now, specifically on your question, the just transition part is very important. We need to make sure that communities that are heavily invested in the coal industry and work in the coal-burning power plants that we have on the Central Coast in the Hunter Valley are supported through this transition. Now, that means actual money in the budget and a plan with input from the communities as to how we are going to diversify those economies and how we're going to make sure that the people that work in the industry are taken care of and that there are retraining programs, etc. But again, that is actual real money in the New South Wales state budget. Now, a transition plan does not yet exist. This is a transition that is happening. It is coming. It is already happening. And the New South Wales state government needs to get on board and have a plan in place.
So if things don't change, or at the very least improve, how serious could the implications be?
It's definitely pretty dire. To give a couple of examples, just particularly for the Hunter area. Now, Newcastle only had 38 millimetres of rain during July of this year, which is 55% less than the long-term average of 112 millimetres. Now, it's extremes like this that is really a taste of what regions can expect if we don't urgently slash our climate pollution, of which New South Wales gets 80% of our electricity from 5 coal-burning power stations. So we certainly are doing our fair share to pump more carbon pollution into the atmosphere. What we're looking at is statewide, we could see a 13% decrease in agricultural productivity for things like sheep meat and wheat. We could see an increase, and this is really the scary number, an increase of over 3 degrees in regions like the Hunter and other areas around the coast. We will see up to a meter of sea level rise in the next century, and that's not even the worst case scenario. Now, you have a meter of sea level rise, you're going to have significant inundation of salt marshes, seagrass meadows, and the coastal lakes that define the coastline in New South Wales. It's going to significantly impact on ecosystems, wildlife, and our lifestyle.
So we're often hearing a lot of things of the negative implications, but what are we doing right at the moment in terms of looking after the environment?
So I think one of the positive things is, like I was saying before, the transition is well and truly underway. Right now there's $1.6 billion invested in new renewable energy projects that are getting up and off the ground around the state. So while that's a very important, significant step forward, we do have a long way to go to get to 100% by 2030. But like I said, we're well on our way. There are things that the New South Wales government needs to do, like investing in upgrading of transmission lines, making sure that there is that transition funding that I spoke about earlier, and really investing in renewable energy. But the transition is happening.
Well, hopefully they can take on board those recommendations. Things do get better. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kate Smolsky, Chief Executive of the Nature Conservation Council, discussing their latest findings on 2NURFM 103.7.